easy. We don't need to drag and try. And it's, we focus on the glory, and we find those who are focused on the glory. That's it. And he says, they will be one. So what is the real plan of God from the beginning, the core, the plan? What is his plan for the kingdom? What is his plan? What is his plan? Come on. I mean, it has nothing to do with us. So it's interesting. What is his plan? What is what kind of idea? What has he in mind? What is his plan? Relationship. Okay. That is connected. If we mature, that bride will become visible. Yeah. The mature church. Why? Why is it for the mature church to become visible as the church, as the bride? Why? It's sometimes we say things but we don't think about it. So why is a mature church able to resemble the bride? Why? Yes, and with what? With love. Yeah, even more, it's glory. The bride can carry the glory. So the church needs to be able to carry the glory. An orphan cannot carry the glory. Only sons and daughters can carry the glory. That's why they were always scared when the glory came. Adam was scared because he was in the position of an orphan. An orphan is scared when the...
No. Bum, bum. Yeah. So, sorry. We start afresh. An orphan is afraid of God. Why? Because perfect love drives out fear. Fear has to do with punishment. With punishment, or is there something else that the English Bible says? Fear has to torment. And torment is because you're guilty. And that's why Jesus died. He took the guilt on him. So we are not guilty. We are not guilty. We are not guilty. We are not guilty anymore. We are free. You're free. We're really free. Really free. My goodness. So I'm free of fear. Wow. No more fear. And that's why? How come? Because he filled me with his love. How simple can you get? I mean, that's it. He filled me with his love. And that, what did it do? Well, it drove out all fear. Boom. Wow. Wonderful. Then I thought, what is for you? For the plan of God, what is it for you? What is important that he can do through you? What do you think? A goal that he can achieve through you? Think of the world. Sorry?
Reach others.
Reach others. That's a good answer. Reach others. And then just to say, well, I have a cup of coffee, shall we share? No, reach others with what goal? The purpose? To love them and bring them into the kingdom. So, yeah, well, I'm trying always to manipulate it a little so that it the thing comes out that I want. So, okay, but that's what I thought. So my mission is to bring the good news, get hold of them, bring them to church, dump them, go for the next one. Yes, another one. Praise the Lord. We tackle them, we bring them in. Well, maybe we do it in a nice way. But the goal is to get them into the church. Often I thought we need to, because the church, that is the place where they can change. Interestingly, do you know the strategy of Ken Gott in Sunderland? Ken Gott has a church in Sunderland, rather big church, works in the inner city. Think the church is also there, he has young people that are for a year or longer committed to the church. Half of the time they are in the house of prayer involved, and then the other time they are involved in social work in the neighborhood. And this is what he says to the people. He says, when you make contact with the people in the social work you do, it's forbidden to talk about church for half a year. Interesting. Why? Because church is an institute and they need to have a relationship with real people. That is, bring them home, family. Invest in them, not try to bring them in the church. And this is another thing. I think this is what God wants in these days. He wants to show his unconditional love. That's easy to say, but now practically. It means, do you dare to love a Muslim without the objective of bringing him to Christ? Listen to what I say. If you love him because you want to get him in, it's conditional. God wants to have his unconditional love shown in this world. So it means we do our part, that is loving. He does his part. And that's drawing him, drawing them. If they have questions, it's different, of course. But it has to do with us, with us inside. Are there hooks or are we free? Do we love them because, you know, if he is not interested in coming to Christ, we move on to the next one. Then this love is not sincere.
In the church. I
can understand that too. Not here, of course not, but in church in general, sometimes you have difficulty to bring them in because you don't know what happens. Because, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's good. So love them. But sometimes I know people that are, well, okay, motivated in, it's good to look to your heart and ask yourself questions like this. Yes?
I find sometimes with my friends, they know I'm a Christian, so they're almost waiting for me to try and drag them into church. Like, I knew you weren't just my friend for being my friend. I knew you had like some ulterior motive.
Yes. So that is, it's not something that you say, oh, I can't. No, when the situation is like that, you see an openness, you see a readiness, then you don't say no. I have to wait for half a year. No, of course not. But in general, it's good to know your motive. Good, that's one. Then. The question now is becoming born again the goal, the ultimate goal? Okay, listen. You need to think. Is bringing people to Christ, is becoming born again the ultimate goal, yes or no?
No?
So what is the goal?
Yeah.
It's a way, a means to reach the goal. We cannot reach the Father without being born again. So the born again part is not the goal, but a means to be able to reach the goal. And the goal is Daddy. That's the goal. Papa. Arms. Embrace. You know, the prodigal son made a good decision with the pigs. But it didn't change him. Because on his way, he says, I'm not worthy to be your son. That is orphan thinking. So he made a good decision in an old structure. The moment he arrived, his father came towards him. His father didn't speak to him. Words that come into his ears, his father embraced him. So what is the difference between speaking to someone and embracing someone? Yeah, it's the experience. The moment the father embraced him, was his mind touched or his heart? His heart. Because his heart was touched, how come? Because the love, the unconditional love, the unconditional love, because he gave him everything back before he proved him to be worthy. He received it not because of what he did, but because he was a son. That moment, this happened. Here, it was possible, the love of God, the fullness of his love, to just be poured into his heart. Then you come to the conclusion, he's my daddy. And he wants me to be his son. Then, through the experience, there is a new thinking coming. The old structure of the orphan is gone, and sonship has come into place. Experience. Revelation through experience. Revelation through experience. Okay. Interesting verse, Philippians 2:6, who, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, possessing the fullness of the attributes which make God God, did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained. In another translation, it said here, so just to explain what it is saying, Jesus was left the glory behind in heaven. Then he came on earth as a man like you and me. Then he received the Holy Spirit, and with the Holy Spirit, the fullness of God. So he was full in sonship. He that it was possible for him because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the connection through the Holy Spirit with the Father. So now he was able, he could do everything. But he says, the equality with God, he didn't rob God, he didn't steal it. When you steal it, you say, now it's mine. I can do, because I have it now. No, he says, the equality, he didn't think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained. He didn't take it to use it. He received it and still said, I am completely depending on you.